Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. Is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I'm so happy to be here. Oh my gosh, I totally screwed up yesterday because I switched the show last week to Wednesdays at noon because the next 2 weeks we have holidays on Thursdays. So I thought, well, I didn't want to be away from you guys for such a long period of time, so I would just switch the show to Wednesdays. And I totally spaced out. I'm so crazy busy right now getting ready for a big open house this weekend for my line of all-natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth, that I'm just engulfed in that at the moment. Because all my suppliers were out of things, they were back ordered on things, and I ordered my supplies, months
ago, some of them, and I just got the last shipment in today of some of the ingredients that I use in my products. So I'm really under the gun to get for the open house on Sunday. And plus I have my normal regular stuff going on too, where I have a huge homework assignment due tomorrow for my healer school for the Rhys Thomas Institute of Energy Medicine. And I had a final on Monday for my doctor, my second certification level towards my diploma in Doctor of Spiritual Phytoessencing, which will also give me a degree in Doctor of Homeopathic Medicine as well. So all that is going on besides all the normal everyday stuff, you know, seeing clients and doing groups. I've had a lot of group parties recently. I did a big private event over the weekend at the Hope Club in Providence. And so it's just, my schedule is just crazy. And so I'm sure, you know, you guys all have lots of stuff going on too. And on top of that, add in Christmas in a week from today. So how do you do it all? Oh my goodness. Well, sometimes you just can't. And one really important thing is to learn to say no. And no is a complete sentence. So remember that, because so many people feel guilty about saying no. And when they do say no, they feel like they have to offer an explanation of why they're saying no. There is no explanation necessary. Period. None whatsoever. Just no. It's a simple and complete sentence. Everybody breathe. You know, for all of us overachievers out there, it's hard to say no. And for all of us who are people pleasers and have a hard time saying no, it is one of the kindest and most generous things that you will ever do for yourself. So learn to say no, and learn to say no without having to feel like, or without giving an explanation of things. It really, really will shift things for you. I also want to let you know today that I am going to have to leave the show a few minutes early. I have something come up that's unexpected and very urgent that needs to be taken care of right away. And so I will update you guys more on that as I find out more. But I'm having a little bit of a health challenge right now. And so I'll be having a lot of testing and things like that probably over the next few weeks, maybe a month. So I will keep you guys updated on that. I really don't have a lot of information right now, but I have to leave early today because I have to go for some testing. That was not planned, and it just came up within the hour. So anyway, I don't have a really big show planned for today. I just want to talk about, you know, how to help you guys alleviate some of the holiday stress. And also to, you know, give you a little bit of astrology of what's going on this week. We have a fabulous, really fabulous astrology lineup coming up on Saturday, which this happens like once in a million years, where the new moon falls on the solstice, the winter solstice, and the sun is at 0 degrees. With this whole astrological lineup that's going on. And it's going to be such a beautiful, beautiful blend of planets going on. You know, this week, the last couple of days have been a little bit rough, you know, because we're in Scorpio now and there's some things going on there. And but Saturday, it's just a lovely, lovely configuration. So take some time Saturday or Saturday night to really celebrate the winter solstice if you are in the northern hemisphere, and the summer solstice if you are in the southern hemisphere. I have lots of listeners from Australia and New Zealand, and they'll be going into summer on, well, it will be Friday for us, and because they are 18 hours ahead. So it will be Friday for us, and they'll move into their beginning of the summer. Saturday will be moving into our winter solstice here. So take some time to really celebrate that. And the new moon is a great time to release old things and do some clearing. So if you have any things that you've been holding on to, emotional things, grudges, people that you need to forgive, for forgiving yourself, this is a really powerful time to do that this Saturday. The new moon's always great to do that, but there's extra power when we are shifting seasons as well, and when there are certain planetary alignments going up. So allow yourself the chance to do that this weekend. And, you know, you can simply just go outside and do a little prayer ceremony. I have a few things that I like to do. You know, sometimes I'll go outside and do a little sage ceremony and then close with sweetgrass. And sometimes I'll just go out and admire the stars and the moon if they're out and just offer up whatever it is that I'm releasing. So make a point to do that this Saturday. It's really, really a good time for that. And, you know, we're already in the energy of the new year. Just with that being, oh my gosh, 2 weeks away. Can you believe it? We'll be in 2015. Holy cow. I thought by now we'd be seeing, you know, Star Trek or Star Wars kind of vehicles, hovercrafts and those kind of things. But, you know, who knows? They may not be that far off, really. but 2015. And I always do have this tradition with my family where we put out New Year's wish jars, or you can use coffee cans or anything like that. And what you do is you fill the can or the jar with things that you'd like to see in the new year. And, you know, I always put money in there, and I don't put affirmations generally. But I will put New Year's wishes in there. So think about getting that ready for the new year, because it can be really powerful. And then on New Year's Eve, we open up our jars or our cans from last year. So that's something to look forward to and to plan, because, you know, that's getting ready to be upon us. Hopefully next week I will remember to be on the show on Wednesday, because Thursday is Christmas. But unless something happens where I have to go in for appointments, then I will be on the air. But I will hopefully let you know ahead of time through Facebook if I'm not able to be on the air next week. Like I said, the next couple of weeks, I'm going to have to be having a lot of testing and things like that. And this is something that's just come up. So I'll keep you guys posted. So check Facebook, and that would be on my public page, which is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium. So if you haven't liked my public page on Facebook, please do so. And also my line of all natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. It would be great if you liked that page too. And right now for Christmas, I am doing free shipping on Alchemy of the Earth. And let's see, I think depending on where you live, if you live on, let's see, from the Mississippi line east, you could probably steal some things before Christmas. If you live on the West Coast, maybe might be sketchy. But anyway, if you ordered by, say, tomorrow, and the best way to do that is to send me a message right on Facebook. So that's that. And my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. So I want to give out a shout out to everybody in the chat room and say hi. It looks like there's been some trouble getting in there. I didn't have any trouble logging into it today, and I actually logged in early for once. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but it looks like there's some problems logging into the chat room. So I hope that sort of gets itself resolved. And we do have some callers on the line, and I will be taking callers in just a little while. So you guys hang tight. All right, and I just want to thank you for everybody listening live and those in the those callers and also in the chat room. And give a shout-out to all those who listen to the replays, because I have a lot of regular followers who aren't able to make it to the show live, and they listen to the replays. And I have some replays that have been listened to over 800 or 900 times, and in total – I have over 15,000 listeners who have listened to my show in the last, since July last year. So the last 16 months, I guess. So that's really exciting. And so think about how I can help you today if you're calling in. And think about telling me a little story about one thing that you're grateful for. And then have, you know, your question ready. And it's better if you have a more specific question rather than a general question. For example, well, tell me about my future. No. Even when I do private readings, that's just way too general. You know, I'm here to help you. And the way I can help you best is if we get to specifics. Okay, so that's going on. And it looks like the chat room is okay now. Glad to hear that. Thank you, Sandy. All right, so some other things that you can help to relieve holiday stress besides learning to say no is taking some time out to do some self-care for yourself. You know, we all get so busy this time of year with holiday parties, with baking, with shopping, and that's on top of all our regular everyday stuff. So take some time out for yourself. And one thing that I do for myself, and I do this all year long, not just at Christmas time, I take Himalayan salt baths with a special blend of oils that I create that is in my line of all natural bath and body products, Alchemy of the Earth. And I formulated them and created them especially for people who are sensitive, and they help me tremendously. So whether you use Himalayan salt, be sure whatever products you're using, though, that they're as clean and as pure as possible, because there are a lot of Himalayan salts out there that are treated with radiation and that are bleached. So really investigate that before you buff in the tub with it. And also, Dead Sea salts are really, I don't recommend them anymore because they're just too polluted. So Himalayan salt is the best. So you can look for that locally, or you can check out my Alchemy of the Earth there. And so some of the other things that you can do, you can take a bath. You can be sure to take 5 minutes before you go to bed to sort of just wind down and relax. Turn off the computer, turn off the TV, and I recommend turning off the TV long before 5 minutes before bed. You know, if you turn it on at all, you know, if you want to watch a little TV after dinner, okay, fine, but turn it off, you know, wind down like an hour before bed, and take that time to have a cup of tea. Have some lemon water. Hot lemon water is really great. It's a really great cleanser, and it's really gentle. So if you have been overdoing it with holiday foods and parties, and if you haven't at this point, you probably will be in the next 2 weeks, you know, make a point to have a cup of hot water with some organic lemon in there, if you can do the organic lemon. If you can't, you know, then buy the conventional lemons, but be sure to, you know, really give it the skin a good wash with some veggie wash to take off some of the chemicals. And don't put the lemon rind in the cup of tea if it's not organic. Just squeeze the lemon into it. So that can be helpful. That can help clear up your system and help rebalance things for you. And the salt baths will help that as well. And the salt baths clear your static field, clear your energetic field. And any of the psychic stuff, and I call it psychic stuff, and really it's, we pick up stuff from every person that we come in contact with, energetic stuff. And it's like, you know, if you look at science where you've got the positive ions and the negative ions, and, you know, they attract each other. And it's the same, our energetic fields are the same way. We want the negative ions in our energy field because that helps us be more balanced and healthy and so forth. But we tend to pick up too many positive ions. So clearing those, shifting those out and clearing other people's, I'll call them ions, out of your field is really, really helpful. Let's see, a few other things that you can do. Make a list. It is so much easier when you write things down, and especially before you go to bed, because if you go to bed and you're worried about this or that, and you want to make sure that you remember to call so-and-so tomorrow or make this appointment or stop and get steps or whatever it is, if you write it down before you go to bed, then that gets it off of your mind so you sleep better. And when you sleep better, you know we all have a better day the next day. And also you to be more organized the next day. So in that way, you don't have to be, it helps you feel a little bit less frazzled, okay? So make a list. Really, really good thing to do. And shop ahead if you can for your grocery items. That way you're not in the store, say, Christmas Eve day when a million other people are there buying their eggnog or their prime rib or whatever. You know, some things you may not want to pick up to the day before, like your prime rib if you're having that. But even if you pick it up Tuesday instead of Wednesday, that probably would be fine as long as your refrigerator is at, you know, the right temperature, would be, you know, really fine. So order it a day ahead if you're doing any special order stuff. And then allow yourself some time on Wednesday to just do the final things, you know, whether it's, and if you can wrap presents ahead, do that. Because then if you wait until Wednesday, as I often did as the kids were growing up, because I had a crazy, insane schedule when my kids were smaller, because I worked full-time for the government, and at the holidays, full-time meant a 60 to 70-hour week for the whole month of December. And I also owned a florist shop and a limousine company while the kids were little. So I literally worked 18 to 20 hours a day, really cut. If I was lucky, I got 2 hours sleep, and that went on for weeks and weeks. And I definitely don't recommend that. And so often, because I burnt my adrenals out, but often Christmas Eve, I would be wrapping packages and starting at 11 o'clock at night and finishing at 3 in the morning. And I was just so exhausted. And so one year, I actually paid my sister Cheryl to wrap my Christmas presents because I just couldn't do it. So if you have to pay somebody to wrap your presents when you're in the mall shopping, go to the gift wrapping center and let them wrap it for you for a couple of bucks. And most of those gift wrapping centers are a charity thing. So most of them go to some charitable organization. So you'll be helping them out and you'll be helping yourself out too. So those are a couple of things. And all right, since I do have to run a little bit early today, I am going to take some callers now. I'm just going to grab a drink of water here for 1 second. Hold on. Okay. So this is area code 509, and the last four digits are 0125. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning. My name is
Erica,
and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. My professor for my doctor of homeopathy is in Washington State.
Oh, that's a coincidence. I've been currently job hunting since Friday of last week, and the job that I really want is at David's Bridal. I think that would be pretty fun. And I was just wondering if you see me getting that one, or like in what setting do you see me? I just want a fun job.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, I actually have a friend who works for David's Bridal here on the East Coast and loves it.
Nice.
Yeah,
I mean, they have like some of the nicest shoes, dresses, and then even accessories. Like, everything's bedazzled, and, like, I get my sandals from there. So when I went in yesterday and, like, pretty much wanted to speak to the supervisor and kind of, like, introduce myself, she remembered me. She was like, oh, yeah, like, you buy sandals all the time from here. And, yeah, that was true.
Fantastic. And I feel like I'm getting two numbers. I'm getting 23 and 27. So how old are you now?
I'm 21.
Okay, 21. All right. So you've got some – because when my guides give me numbers that you haven't reached yet, that's because you've got big things to look forward to at that time. So you've got two big things coming up at 24 and 27, and I know this isn't your question. But, you know, when my guides tell me stuff, it's because I need to share it with you. And so it looks like at 24 and 27, you have two really great things to look forward to at those times in your life. So it's just a little nicety for you to, you know, have and to know that you've got some good years coming up then. And with the David's Bridal, but before I answer the question, you're so excited about working there in the job, you forgot to tell me what you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for life because, like, just driving is so dangerous that I've been in, like almost got hit several times. So I think that one's pretty important to me, like, it just never happens, and I don't want it to happen, but it's crazy how many times I've been saved.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. I love that you're grateful for life. Okay, so one tip around that is when you get in the car, before you get in the car, we all have guides, angels, however, you know, some people call them guides, some people call them angels, and really we have both. So whatever you feel comfortable with, just ask them to surround your car so that you have a bubble of protection around the car whenever you get in the car, okay? And you can actually, like, visualize a bubble around the car. And that really, really, really helps, okay? So just a little tip there, and everybody can use that tip. I use it all the time, and it's amazing because I have had – I had a really severe car accident in 2004 that – my car was totaled and I was pushed into oncoming traffic, and so it was crazy. But and when you saw the car, you would have been like, oh my god, that person had to be like really messed up. And I had, for what the car looked like, I had minimal personal damage. So and my guides warned me, and they were like, don't go that way home today, and I was like, no, I'm going that way. And anyway, so if you get a feeling, that's another tip. If you get a feeling to go a different way, listen to it. Okay, so back to your question about David's Bridal. Looks like the supervisor really likes you a lot. You have really great energy, and you would be an added benefit to their staff, okay? That being said, are they hiring right now, or did you just go in – because you want to work there?
I seen a posting, but when I went in there, she's like, I dropped my I just handed her my resume, and she told me to go home and apply like online that day because Friday she was going to be holding interviews. So she just
okay, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, just to double check. For some reason, I feel like did you get a confirmation that they received your application online?
Yes, I did through email.
Good. Okay, good. All right, good. Because I don't know if there's – it looks like there's some kind of glitch. Do you already have an appointment scheduled for the interview?
No. They're supposed to call me, yeah.
Okay, so it looks like there's some kind of glitch that might hang that up. So if you don't hear from them, I would give them a call and just say – you know, just checking in. I filled out the application online, and I know you're interviewing tomorrow. And I just want to, you know, make sure that I'm on the schedule for an interview. Okay. Because I feel like there might be some kind of glitch there for some reason, whether you missed the call or the email or something. So if you don't hear from them by like, 3:30 or 4 o'clock your time, I don't know what time does the corporate office, are they setting these schedules, this appointment up, or is the local, your local shop?
I don't know. I'm thinking the shop because she's going to be like the one hiring, and I'm guessing like she's in charge of it.
Okay. But I feel for some reason, like if you don't hear from them by like 3:30 or 4 o'clock, I want you to follow up with them because I feel like that there's some kind of glitch where either they think they've called you or, you know, something. Okay. So, like I said, if you don't hear from them by like 3:30 or 4, I want you to call them. Okay. And then go from there. And I don't think there's anything special that you need to do in the interview. I think your bubbly personality and your energy is enough. Okay. And my guides are not going to tell me whether you're going to get the job or not. often they will, or they'll point the caller in another direction. But for you, they're like tight mouthed. They just said it's undecided. Okay. So be sure that you follow up and make sure that you are on the list for an interview tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's, because she, said that, I mean, everything she is interviewing now, but the job wouldn't really start until January, like early January. So,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. And, you know, just, I don't feel like you don't have experience in fashion previously to this. Is that correct?
No.
Yeah.
But I do have personal fashion.
Okay. And even retail, I don't see a lot of retail in your background. Is that right also?
I don't really like retail.
But you're not going to tell them that.
Well, it's just that I'm moving to the university in 3 months, so I'm not going to tell them that part either, but just because I've learned, like, I've been turned down for really good jobs because I'm honest, you know, even 6 months prior, you know, but
right.
Now, like, I just, you have to play, you know, like that, so.
Right. Because nobody wants to hire anybody for 3 months, unless it's, a summer gig where that's all it is 3 months, you know? So nobody wants to put the time in to train people because it costs money to train people, in man hours and things like that. So you're right. Nobody wants to hire somebody who's only going to be there for 3 months. So that being said, I think if you really want that job, that's probably a wise thing. I mean, I don't recommend that you fib, but unless they ask you directly, then you wouldn't be fibbing.
Okay.
Yeah. because we all have inner lie detectors, and when you tell a fib, the other person's lie detector picks it up and they know that something is not quite right. You know?
Yeah.
So unless they ask you directly, then I wouldn't offer the information. But if they ask you directly, you're going to have to decide how you're going to answer. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Hopefully she doesn't.
Hopefully not. And but what are you going to university for?
Just for my bachelor's, and then I start law school in 2 years. So I want to be a judge.
Oh, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
So I'm guessing the 24 was for that. That's when I graduate from everything.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Okay, great. That makes sense. I'm glad that makes sense for you also. And, you know, as far as that goes, the university looks like you'll be successful with school. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually coached the mock trial team, the trial team for my daughter's high school for 3 years. And we came in second in the state 1 year, and we came in fourth in the state another year. Actually, the first year I didn't coach. The first year I was advisor. The 2 years after that I coached. So it was great. I had a lot of fun, and it was really amazing to see the kids grow from when they came in to the end of the season, which was very short. It was only November till February, for them to be able to take a law case, and there were real cases that we would get. And, you know, they would change some of the facts and all that. But to take this case and be able to build a case to present in front of a real judge. And we had really great, great kids. And they wanted my daughter to be a lawyer because she was so good and would score perfect tens on her closings. And she was always the closer because she just could, like, nail it. And one of the judges in the state who was on the Supreme Court here, actually called Ryan for a private meeting to really strongly suggest that she go into law. So it can be a lot of fun. And I feel like you're looking at sort of generalized law right now. Is that right?
Yeah, more like traffic infractions.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, those typically are pretty simple unless then you get into some drunk driving, things like that. Because I don't feel like I want you up in front of the courtroom, like, doing divorce and things like that, because you are so you're so sensitive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a good heart, and I think it would just really kind of tear you up.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought of that.
Yeah, traffic is probably okay. I'd love you to send me a picture because I can tell so much about your personality through a picture. And, you know, because so many of us go into careers or jobs that we don't have the chakras for. And that's not where we'll really shine. So I love to look at people's pictures and talk to them a little bit and then say, you know, you might want to think about that because you really don't have a chakra for business, or you don't have a chakra for retail, or, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. I'm curious to know what you think I have the chakras for.
Well,
is there an email?
Yeah, you can email me at cynthiafontaine@live.com.
Okay. And I'll do that. And I'll check on the art, what do you call it? Your page, that way if it's there too for the spelling.
Oh, the Facebook. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Facebook is the Rhode Island Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Medium.
Okay.
And put in the subject line that you talk to me on the radio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I will.
All right. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. I got to run because I want to pick up another caller here, and I do have to close the show a little bit early today. So good luck,
uh-huh.
And remember,
Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure, uh-huh. Honey. And if you don't hear from them by 3:30 or 4 your time, make sure that you call them because, I feel like there could be some glitch where something would fall through the cracks, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Good luck. You're welcome, Erica. Bye-bye. How fun. You know, my guys are funny, and funny in a way. Sometimes they can be very jokey, but not oftentimes, but sometimes it's not in the best interest for the client to get the information they're looking for. And so they'll say, I don't, you know, there's no answer. And sometimes it really is undetermined. And they'll say that it's not been determined yet. So just keep that in mind. And now I'm going to go to area code 229, last four digits, 3457. So caller, tell me your name and what you're grateful for today.
Hi, yes, my name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia. And I'm calling just to say that I'm so grateful that, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
That's great. You know, that's wonderful, Melvin. You know, it's so important for us to have something bigger to appreciate, to hold on to, especially when we go through difficult times in our lives. And, you know, it really is key, because often people who don't have some kind of faith, they have a harder time when they go through difficult times, through illnesses or, family issues, which we all have at some point in our lives. And when you have a higher power that you really are solid in, it can help you tremendously. So good for you.
Yes, it does. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. And is there anything that I can help you with today?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to ask you about, I work at a group home with mentally ill clients. And
right.
There's four clients there that we have to take care of. And
right.
I love them. I love them to death. And I don't mind going in, but it's the employees that bring all the negativity and the gossip and all this kind of he say, she say stuff. And
right.
Just yesterday, one of the my supervisor told me, his name was Terry, and he told me that this girl by the name of Ashley said that I said something inappropriate to her. And
mm-hmm.
I said, what did she say I said? But he told me that she didn't say. So I
mm-hmm.
said, well, why are you telling me if she didn't say?
Right.
And my thing is that it's the place that I work at, like
mm-hmm.
I said, I love my clients. They
mm-hmm.
love me, and they love when I come in.
Right.
But I'm surrounded with a lot of negativity. I cleanse myself with salt water and sea salt, and I call on my spirit guards and angels for a protective shield around me with the white, the violet, and golden light. And I just want to know, like, is this guy telling the truth about this girl, or is they trying to set me up to get me fired?
Okay, it looks like you have some people who are very jealous around you who work with you because you are so well-liked by the client. And some of the other people who you work with are not so liked. And so to take the pressure off of themselves, they put it on people like you, who, you know, the clients never complain about you, you know.
Right.
Where some of the other people, there is complaints about. And so they're trying to deflect. So all the things you're doing are really helpful and wonderful. One I'd like you to try too is in your mind, visualize a mirror that you would look in, and
right.
turn it away from you so it faces the other person. And that way, whatever they are spewing out will bounce off the mirror energetically, and it will go back to them. Now, if an instant comes up again where this supervisor or whatever he is brings something up like that again, you can simply say, well, I would be happy to address it if I knew what was to address. So if you and just leave it at that. Don't get into the game of having to justify yourself, okay? You just say, well, if I've done something inappropriate, you know, that she felt I offended her, I'd love to know. And, you know, so I'd be happy to correct it if I have done that. But if I don't know what it is, I can't really say. And just leave it at that, okay? Because I feel like that you get so wrapped up in worry about it that it just creates more of it for you, even though you're doing so many positive things energetically, okay? So what I would like you to do is in the morning when you get up, say, today my day is peaceful and harmonious, and all those around me are peaceful and harmonious. And if they're not, they're not allowed to come into my field. Only peaceful and harmonious people are allowed to enter my field today. And start practicing that. And again, try not to get caught up in the he said, she said, because it can make us crazy. And we're always on edge worrying about ourselves. Just do your job because you do a great job, okay? So keep doing your job. And unless you have something to answer for, you know, really, then I would just say, you know, I'd be happy to correct it, something if I have said something inappropriate. So if you have, when you have that information, let me know. Otherwise, you know, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, exactly. Because last night I set up and typed up a letter. And I was going to give it to his supervisor today. Actually, I was going to go to the office today and sit down and talk with her because I have, you know, I don't appreciate, you know, somebody making false allegations.
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
Allegations against me.
Uh-huh.
Accusations against me. And it really bothers me because I'm a well-known guy here in this community.
Right.
You know, with coaching and working with the school system, I have worked there in the past, and that's
right.
What I want to get about that. And
right.
You're not finna like tarnish my reputation.
Right.
About
right.
Some
right.
girl said that I said something, and I don't even know what I said.
Right.
And
right.
She,
right.
You won't even tell him what I said. So, do you think that's a good idea for me to take this letter to my supervisor, Shirley? She's over Terry. And
my guys are saying no, not right now, you know, because I don't know what the letter says. I feel like that the letter, I feel like the letter could be polished up a bit, okay? And I also feel like that this is probably going to blow over. And so if it doesn't, then you can address it then. And if it comes back up again, you know, say to your supervisor, I would be happy to correct any situation if I knew what there was to correct. So when you can share that with me, please let me know. And if it comes back up again and the supervisor doesn't rectify it, then you could go up a notch to the next supervisor. But I'd really like you to stay positive in the letter and say, you know, and just say, it doesn't have to be lengthy. Just say, you know, I'd be happy to correct any situation if I have caused someone any anguish, but if I don't know what it is, I can't do that, you know. So because I feel like almost like it would be an attack for an attack, even though you don't mean it to be that way.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'd like you to wait on that, okay? And then see if it comes back up again. I really feel like it's going to blow over. Or it's not going to turn into any big deal. And so try not to get so wrapped up in the office politics and the gossip where it bothers you so much, okay? Because the more you let it bother you, the more it's going to create more of that, okay?
Okay.
So
did he really say this to me to protect me, or did she really say that to him? Did Ashley really say that to Terry?
It looks like she really did say it to him, yeah. It looks like she really did say it to him. But again, she did not give him any more information than that. Okay. So again, I wouldn't put too much mind on it. Just let it go, let it blow over. And then if something comes around again, then you want to take it to the next step. Okay.
Yeah, what I did, yes, ma'am. What I did, I typed up the letter, then I emailed it to myself where it can have a current date on it.
Good idea. Yeah, good idea. And then also reread it and make sure, you know, that it really expresses what you want to express. Don't blame the other girl or feel like, you know, don't try to justify. Just clearly and plainly say, you know, if in any way I have done something, you know, or said something that was offensive, I'd appreciate knowing about it so I could correct it. I don't feel that I have done that, but if I have, I'd like to correct the situation. And that's all. You don't have to go into a long, lengthy, you know, thing. Okay, so keep it short, keep it sweet, and say, I'm not aware of anything that I could have said that was offensive. However, you know, I'd love to clear this up. Okay, but wait and see if it blows over first. I have to run.
Ma'am.
I thank you so much for calling in. I wish you a blessed Christmas and a blessed and wonderful, healthy, happy New Year and much prosperity to you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you truly.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All
right. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, I have to cut this a little bit short. As I said in the beginning, in case you missed it, I have some health issues that have suddenly come up that I need to address. So I will hopefully see you guys all next week. I will keep you posted if for some reason I can't be on the air next week. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it looks like I'm going to have some testing coming up. With this health issue, and I don't have a lot of details right now. This is just very preliminary, but I will keep you up to date. I will let you know if I'm going to be on the air or not next week on Facebook, so keep an eye out for that. And I love you all. I wish you all a wonderful and fabulous weekend. And remember, do your moon clearing, so let go of any old stuff that you've been holding on to. And, you know, with Christmas being a week away, clear out your closets too, because you might be getting some new things to put in those closets. Okay, I love you all. Be well. Blessings. Take good care. Cynthia, signing out.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest, you're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love, you're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug, you're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun, you're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter, you're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father, you're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround, I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds, you're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow, you're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow, you're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all that I am, all that I see, all that I've been.
day I sit and pray, cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.